are now listening to Off-Mic.
Ah! Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode back on Off the Rails. It's been so long, and if you'll notice, my voice, if you are a returning listener and you remember this show from last year, the year prior, you'll notice my voice sounds a little familiar, mainly from the year before, because I'm Samuel Pierman. Because, unfortunately, Ryan and Max, they have moved forward and left me behind with this golden opportunity, this golden piece of masterwork known as Off the Rails. And I'm so, so saddened by it. I know, it's so upsetting. That was the wrong sound. But I can't do this alone. I have to bring people in with me. So, introduce yourselves, folks.
Yo, how we doing, everybody? My name is Jason Brown. I am the new, how would I say this?
Second co-host,
you're the new Cooper. I'll call you new Cooper.
Cooper.
New Cooper.
I never met Cooper. So.
When you said this was a golden opportunity, all I heard was, oh, this is definitely a burden. That's all I heard.
Definitely a what?
A burden.
A burden? Okay.
They just set this thing on you, like, here.
Yeah.
Take it.
It's kind of just like a cursed object, kind of handed over, like, well, it's
yeah,
not
here's
my
all
problem
this
anymore.
Responsibility.
Yeah.
Here you go.
It's a little.
Go ahead and have fun with that.
A little bit terrifying. But, you know, we get to sit here, we get to chat, we get to entertain ourselves. You didn't explain yourself, did you, Brody?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
but my name is Brody West, and I'm from Morrisville High School, and I'm in the intro. You just can't hear me because Sam loves the spotlight.
I love my editing. You got no idea. But anyways, you guys understand Off the Rails. You guys understand what this place is for and what it's all about. So, how's about we start talking about something that I want to bring to light?
Of course. You bring it to light then. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Pyramid. Talk to me.
Waffles and pancakes are equal. People
equal?
Who say one are better than the other
equal?
Are insane. Yeah, let me explain. Because both of them, you can put any topping you want on them. Both of them, you can do anything you
any
want.
Any toppings? So you put ketchup on your waffles and pancakes?
Do you?
No.
First,
but
exactly.
I'm saying like,
then
that's not any topping.
Well, you know, normal toppings that you put on a pancake, you can also put on a waffle, and they'll both taste good. They both are good. There's no negative to either.
That's so wrong.
Okay, explain to me your opinion then.
You don't put chocolate syrup on waffles, do you?
Yes, I do. Whipped cream, chocolate syrup, okay. Cherries, bananas.
I'm saying that they're not equal because of the design. The design of waffles are statistically better for holding like toppings, in my opinion. They've got the holes. They've got all this stuff that can absorb the syrup and the chocolate. It's like, are you serious right now?
Yes.
No.
I'm
done.
Very serious because waffles are tasty.
They are.
You can pick up a waffle by itself and eat it. Same with a pancake. Of course, it's a little bit more difficult with a pancake because it's a little floppy, but you can still eat it all at once. And then you can put any toppings you want on them all at once.
No.
Yes.
Jason,
no.
What do you think is better, though?
Okay, me personally, I would say pancakes.
Cause crazy.
Like, they're more overall fluff, right? If you
What about the hotel pancake, the makers, bro? Those pancakes are the best things in the world.
What, hotel pancakes?
Do you mean hotel waffles?
Yeah, hotel waffles, I mean.
Oh.
The waffle makers. So good.
You can probably make a pancake in them.
No, you
just have to cook a little less, but
that's not possible because
there's holes.
I mean,
there's an imprint.
You could try. Have you ever tried?
That's physically not possible.
That's not how that works.
You could do it.
Okay. How's it possible? Let me ask you this. How's it possible?
It's very possible. We're changing topic. Now, there was another topic on food that you brought up earlier that I want, before we started the show, that I really want to get out and explain to you right now. Hot dogs are not burgers, okay?
Hot dogs are not burgers?
They're not, okay?
You mean not sandwiches?
Sandwiches?
They're not sandwiches. They're not burgers. They're not nothing. Hot dogs are hot dogs. They're their own thing. And I want to make it clear to you, I understand that they are their own thing. You can't convince me otherwise. You can't convince the world otherwise. The world agrees. A hot dog is a hot dog. A burger is a burger. And a sandwich is a sandwich. There is no difference.
But a burger is a sandwich.
A burger could be a sandwich.
No, it is.
It is a sandwich.
Is it? No?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you truly believe that?
Yes.
You just said earlier, a sandwich consists of two pieces of bread.
Yes.
With a meat or a green in the middle.
Here's the difference, though. Between a burger and a sandwich, though. Burger has a bun. Sandwich is flat bread.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I have burgers with just flat bread all the time. What are you talking about?
And that's a sandwich.
But that's a burger.
It's a burger.
It's a cheeseburger because of the patty. The patty makes it a cheeseburger.
The patty is a burger. Yet you're eating a
cheeseburger.
Sandwich.
Even if it's
you're
on flat bread.
You're eating a burger sandwich, bro.
You're confusing me, Sam.
What do you mean I'm confusing you?
If you use, okay, so look, day rarely speaking, right? You go home, you make your burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't got hamburger buns, so you use two slices of bread to make it a burger, to compress, because you're still using two pieces of bread.
So does it make it a sandwich or a burger?
Makes it a sandwich.
No, crazy. That doesn't make sense. That literally doesn't make sense.
You are making a sandwich from a burger.
No.
What?
I want you to think about this.
This is going to get physical soon.
Okay, fine then. We're going to start fighting if we don't move on. Okay. But moving to a more serious topic. You guys are New Year's, right?
Yes.
I want to know what's your overall feel so far as going into technically full week one of being here at Ben Davis?
I mean, ready? You want to go first?
Oh, you're not ready? You're not prepared? Oh. Okay. You're not prepared?
I can go.
You do.
I mean, you can go.
All right. So look, my first off of the week, I like meeting new people. Like, I don't like meeting new people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like people who talk to me first. Like, you know what I mean?
Because
I can be really antisocial. And just
People coming to you to talk. Yeah, I get it.
It's cool. I mean, I like it. You know, I'm most definitely telling my friends about a radio broadcasting back at Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm. As you should. You tell them to listen to our shows. You tell them to do that.
I told my dad to tune in.
Okay.
He said okay.
My whole family's tuned in.
Yes, sir.
I think like my mom's side and my dad's side are both tuned in. I told my uncle is listening. So if you're listening right now, shout out.
Yeah. Hello to Brody's friends and family, because we know you're listening. We know you can hear us. Anyway,
and we're coming.
Yep, we're going straight to you through the radio, of course. Now, so far, how do you so far get a hold of the technology? Because you were asking me how the board worked day one.
Oh, yeah, because I was still confused because I really don't know how the board works.
Have you gotten a hold of how technology works in this place?
Well, in Studio D, I know how to turn the volume up and turn it down. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I know how to change the song. I know how to cue the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know the basics. So you're pretty good. So you're doing good so far. Now, Brody, same with you. How technologically wise are you advanced?
Oh, I just watch you. So I've been actually learning a lot from you doing it and having you just turn on the mics and how to turn on the mics to the dumb button. I know where that is.
You stalking me?
I am.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Every single day? Every single night?
I kind of have to go to school with you. We're like in the same room every day.
I mean, yeah. Kind of have. I got to deal with him every single day, every single hour.
Well, I'm the primary co-host.
Well, yeah, fair enough. That does make sense. But as well as the co-host, you are a friend. And being a friend, I have to explain to you something. You know what that is? I'm still getting used to the board. Because Ryan used to do this all the time. You guys do know the past of the show, right? A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the people.
You know the people. Well, allow me to refresh your memories. I'm going to cue something up so that we understand. You understand specifically. Because it is very important that you get... Never mind, we don't have it anymore. So, this show is about insanity.
Insanity.
Yes. It's where you guys are going to go down a loophole of crazy, and we're going to delve into topics that need more explaining. A lot of in-depth thought. So, What do you wish to talk about?
What do I wish to talk about?
Mm-hmm. Since it's a very important thing, you gotta at least have something on the show that is absolutely bonkers. Crazy.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would you like to talk about wearing socks with sandals on a school day?
Socks with sandals. Okay, so...
My brother does that. My little brother does that.
Depends on which kind of sandals we're talking about.
Like Birks.
Flip-flops. We're talking about like Birks. We're talking flip-flops.
Yeezy Slides, Birks. Like...
Not flip-flops, though. If you wear if you wear flip-flops with socks, you're diabolical.
You are a menace. Hear us now. If you are wearing flip-flops with socks right now on your drive to work or your daily commute, maybe you're stopping off somewhere to eat a little breakfast and you're listening in, stop it. Wherever you are, stop it. Just do not wear socks with flip-flops. If you're wearing flip-flops with your socks right now, if you're on the road, pull over to the side, take your socks off, and keep your flip-flops on. In fact, that's a little challenge for the people listening. Try to take your socks off with your flip-flops on. Not while you're driving.
Yeah.
Don't do it while driving. Unless you are a professional. Just kidding. No one's a professional at doing much else while driving.
Actually, I can do it right now if you want me to.
Are you wearing socks with flip-flops right now?
Yeah, I'm surely
wearing
right now.
Socks with
prove it. Prove it to me.
All right.
Prove it to the people in the studio. Right, we are eyewitness accounts. You may not be able to see it at home or on the road, but we will guarantee
it. As Brody can see right now, I'm currently doing this right now.
Bro, he's doing it like with no hands.
What? Wait.
He did it with no hands.
Where'd your sock go?
My sock? Oh, it's right here.
It's on the ground.
Oh,
and they're already off.
Already off.
Oh,
my
God.
Just like that.
He did it, folks.
They're already off. That's...
He has done it.
That's great.
In fact, that is... I must applaud that. Well done.
Thank you, man.
You have done what no man has ever tried before. Something no one
ever thought about
doing before.
In the Guinness Book of World Records.
Actually, I might be the first person to ever do that on radio.
On radio. We need to bring... We have a lot of world records. Me and Max talked about these last year. Now, we need to break. One of them was pretty sure most Oreos stacked before they start to crumble down and fall on top of each other. I can't remember the exact record, but I do know that we could probably do that. And there's also another world record title for best seagull sound. It's a competition.
How do they measure that?
How do they measure it?
How do they measure it?
They compare what noise you just made to that of a seagull's.
So it's subjective.
It's, well, partially. Only on the behalf of whoever's judging. But
so it's subjective.
If you sound like a seagull, you win the competition.
How do you sound like a seagull?
It's pretty easy. Not for me.
So easy.
Yeah. Have you guys ever tried to sound like a seagull before?
No, it's not really crossed my mind before.
Not once?
Not once.
Not once in your
life.
Never
even had the thought of it.
Not until today.
Well, now you do.
Actually, I got a serious topic for you guys.
Serious one?
Okay. Serious topic.
Okay, hold on. Serious topic.
Ready? Spicy or sour?
Spicy.
Spicy or sour what?
Things. Like, would you rather have, like, buffalo or hot wings, or would you have, like, a warhead?
Would I rather... You were comparing two completely different topics here. Now, if we were to compare it entirely based on, like, candy-wise, I'm going sour. Sour candy's good, okay?
But so are spicy.
Yeah, spicy candies are also good,
like
but I'm going sour. And do you want to know why I go sour?
Why?
Because it's good. It tastes nice.
Okay.
You get a nice little tingle on your tongue before it turns sweet. With spicy candy, you don't get that. You don't get that one bit.
It just
burns.
Okay, but like... That overall tingle.
It's
just a different tingle. It's just a tingle of spice.
I just think you don't have any spice tolerance, Sam.
I can handle spices.
I bet the hottest he can handle is salt.
Oh, wow. You see, I didn't say all that now.
Now, that is a personal attack on me.
That is.
By my co-host. I will not handle this. You're off the show, Brody. See ya.
Peace.
Farewell. Later.
Well, you guys heard it here. Brody West has now been kicked off.
Definitely. There is now an open position. I'm just kidding.
Ghost of Brody.
The ghost of Brody. Okay. Ghost of Brody. What's it like being half alive?
Half alive? I don't know. I'm kind of fully alive right now.
Are you sure? completely certain.
I don't have a heart, but
no, I don't.
I have. I'm alive.
I do not believe that in the slightest. Now,
can I tell you a story about yesterday? I want to tell you guys a story.
I guess so.
This will make, I think, everybody in my family laugh. So yesterday, I was, I was trying to go out to dinner with my brother and a friend, and we, and her car was parked behind my, like, the driveway. It's like a very slim driveway. It like fits one car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was parked right in the middle of the driveway. And I'm like, oh yeah, definitely I can go down there after it rained 2 inches into mud and grass. And, I got stuck in a ditch.
You got stuck in a ditch?
Yes. And it took me like an hour and a half to get out of it.
So that means that you can't drive.
No, I can drive.
No, you can't.
I have drive. It's in the parking lot.
You, that don't mean that means nothing.
Oh, you say I can't drive? Yeah,
you drove into a ditch.
No, I drove into my yard and then it got stuck.
You drove into your yard and then you drove into a ditch.
No, it was in my yard, but it's not a ditch. It's just a yard.
Sam, I
got stuck.
He's saying he drove into a ditch.
I did. I drove into a hole. No.
Hearing this story, it makes me believe that you drive around in one of those little toy plastic cars that they have in grocery stores.
Like a Volkswagen
bug? No. I mean, like, one of those small, like, Fisher's Price plastic carts that they have in a bunch of grocery stores with the squeaky
like beeper. At Kroger?
Yeah, like at any major supermarket. You're always going to find one of those. You're driving around in one of them. Okay, you don't drive an actual car.
I do, but so basically what we had to do is we had to put sticks on my tires, like in front of my tires. She had to drive on top of them, and then we had to put boards under it, and the boards would fly at you, like they would like fly out from under the tire, and one hit me right in the shin, and I ate dirt.
Did it hurt?
It hurt in the moment, and then I was just like, I'm fine. I'm cool.
You're fine.
I got hit in the shin with a wooden board. I'm glad it wasn't the metal part because I think I would have shattered my shin.
So,
what car do you drive?
I drive a Ford Fusion 2011.
Hold on a second. I got to reiterate this. You drove into a ditch. Then you started to play with boards to see if you could get it out of the ditch.
So the board has like traction. The board has traction on it. There's actual like a sticker of like, you know, like the stuff that like is like sandpaper.
Oh, so, you mean it's got some texture on it?
Yeah. So it helps it drive up, but it doesn't have texture on the bottom, so it slipped out. But we got it up, and we got it out, so I'm driving. But I'm not a bad driver. I've never gotten in a wreck, ever.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, listen.
Well, I'm saying my friend flipped his car.
Listen, you could be, you can be a bad driver.
Flipped his car.
You can be a bad driver and not get into a, you know, crash, of course.
But that still doesn't
change the fact that you're a bad driver.
I'm a very good driver.
You got put into a ditch.
I would say I'm a pretty decent driver.
Sam, what type of car do you drive?
My type of car? It's a... Hold on a second. 2019 Ford Escape.
So you are so bougie.
It is. No, it's a nice car. It's
You got a screen on that?
It's the right amount of...
Is there a screen in it?
No.
Oh, never mind.
It's right size, good enough to drive. Love my car because it helps me get from where I need to be and what I need to do. So,
Jason, what kind of car do you have?
Yeah, what do you car?
Well, actually, guys, I don't have my license at all.
You're 16.
Okay, I get my license in December. So
do you have a permit?
You have a permit, right?
No license.
But I'm turning 17 in September. I'm going to be 17 with no license until December 17th.
That's tough.
Well, sucks to suck, buddy. But
yeah. I had my license when I was 16.
You got your license too. I did too. I've got my license as well.
I just got my permit over the summer.
You know what? How long did it take for you to get into driver's ed?
Oh, I didn't take driver's ed.
There's your problem.
No,
There's your problem.
Driver's ed was so unnecessary.
To all the listeners,
really not. It really helped me. I think I would have crashed by now if I didn't go to driver's ed.
To all the listeners, I am now flaunting my driver's license at Jason. Same with Brody, to make him feel bad.
You know what?
Elbows.
Because
up.
We.
If you pull out a permit right now, I'm literally going to lose it.
I'm going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh.
I got my permit
Ladies
on me.
And gentlemen, he has pulled out a permit.
He's out a
I got my
he a has driver's a permit. To
he
drive.
Can't drive without his mom or dad in the car.
Well, dad or a teacher?
Teacher.
Yeah, like a driver's ed.
Well, I think you have to be above 18 to drive with somebody like that.
No.
You have to be legally an adult.
You can drive with a driver's ed teacher. How do you think I...
No, I'm saying like anybody that's over 18 you can drive
with. Oh, yeah. Anyone who's over 18 or is, you
can
know...
Can be in the same car with you as your driver.
Mom, dad, parent, or guardian.
Legal guardian.
Legal guardian.
Legal guardian. That is... It's always been an interesting title to me. Legal guardian.
That's when some...
Guardian is such a powerful word, man. I love hearing that word.
I'm your guardian, Pyramid.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was the wrong sound I wanted. There was a better sound I wanted to play. It was, there we go. I found it. See, this is what you're going to have to deal with. This power, the strength, the sounds I can make from this board. You have no idea what's on this board, do you?
Not at all.
You don't have a single idea? Well, allow me to present to you...
Is that to, like, replace a cuss word?
That's a dolphin sound effect.
Well, yeah, but they also use it on YouTube for, like...
Yeah, they do. They do that.
And SpongeBob.
Well, we don't exactly have that pleasure on air to immediately censor things. Except for that fancy little thing back there. Little button.
I just can't wait till I get my license. You don't understand.
Being able to drive is nice, but you also gotta know how to drive. Which is why you gotta learn. People, gotta learn how to drive. Gotta know how to drive.
Go to driver's ed. No. Don't do what Jason did. Go to driver's ed.
If you're like me, get yourself a red Tesla.
You have a red Tesla.
I'm getting a red Tesla.
You are. Bro,
okay,
I'm
hold
so
on.
Done.
Before, these are the opinions of us in the studio. These are not the opinions of Wayne Township or Ben Davis. These are our opinions. I'm going to say this right now. Tesla, not my first pick.
Why not?
Well, you see, I... prefer a really, really nice car.
That is a really, really nice car.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's an really, really expensive car. Me, personally?
How fast can you go 1-60 on that thing?
That's actually a good question.
Roughly 2.5 seconds.
2.5?
Okay.
That's actually really fast. Well, I forgot how fast Teslas can get, honestly. Like,
Teslas are low-key faster than Lambos.
Yeah.
Off the start.
They don't need a lot of build-up because there's not...
Nothing to build up.
Yeah,
it's really lightweight,
battery
too.
Motor.
It's really lightweight, too.
And that's why I like driving my red Tesla.
But me, personally, I am much more of like a... I really like Miatas. They're my kind of car.
Miatas?
Miatas. Ever seen them? They're like a small, small little car with blinky lights. You good over there, Brody?
I shit my head.
Just hit your head.
So that's that uncoordinated stuff I be talking about.
This is why... You guys aren't professionals yet. But soon...
We will be.
No, you still won't be professionals. But someday, in the far future of next year, you can teach the first year students of next year how to be professional.
I'm just playing with you guys. I do not drive a red Tesla.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank what you do you drive then?
I drive nothing.
You drive a car? Oh, yeah, you don't have a license.
I don't have my license yet.
Yeah, why are we?
See?
Yeah, I thought you were saying, like, oh, it's just parked in my driveway.
Okay. Like, If you really thought I drove a red Tesla, what type of car do you think my parents drive?
A Lambo?
Yo, I go to Brownsburg, not Cathedral.
Roncalli?
Like, I go to a public school, not a private school.
Right.
You guys know what time it is, right?
9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock, which means it's legal time. You're listening in on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. We got to do that every hour. Top of the hour. All the time.
Top of the hour? So it's like top of the morning.
Exactly. Well, not exactly. It's not exactly top of the morning yet. Did you just dab? Did you just... Okay, hold on. We got to address this.
You just dabbed.
Right now? Today?
Hold on. Ready? Whoa. Dab.
That's crazy.
I have...
He hit that, though.
Ladies and gentlemen listening at home or in the car, I have no idea what movement Jason just did. But... It seemed like a little dance, so.
You are
so... I can
so...
confirm that I am, in fact, losing it.
Guys.
I think...
I got something to tell you guys.
What?
You have it at... Hold on. You got something to admit?
Subject change.
Yes, this is a subject change, guys.
Subject change. Hold.
Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a shout out to my mom right here. So she left her practice, right?
Okay.
No, correction. My sister had practice yesterday, right? So, you know, I'm home alone. You know, I'm playing music. I'm vibing. So then, out of the ordinary, it's like, you guys ever get that random spurt of energy?
Dude, if I get those random spurt of energy, I start running around the house.
Like a weird second wind that you didn't really need?
Yeah, it's what dogs call zoomies.
Yeah, so like, it's just like, I don't know, how do I say this? Just random ADHD energy. So, boom. I have this mini hoop on my door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a well-known person amongst the area of Central Indiana, right? So, I'm okay. You know what? I go on my snap. I'm snapping people back. You know what? I put on my backpack. I put on a Croc and a Burt. I got ski goggles on and I got a hat. I call myself Tay-Tay Johnson, the youngest 14-year-old fifth grade prodigy. So, you know, on this mini hoop, I'm going crazy. I'm in and out crossover. I'm dunking it. I'm hype. So I send it to everybody, right? Everybody loves it. So I'm like, you know what? Why do I stop now? So I send like 10 videos of me just dunking on the mini hoop, just going crazy in my house. It got so bad. My neighbor texted me. She said, can you stop yelling? She's in a whole different house.
You are screaming like that. How loud do you have to? Wait, was this on a wall that's like
right next to? She's two houses over.
She's, oh my.
So then I went outside, right?
Two houses over.
So I went outside. I'm still going crazy. I'm dunking. I'm like, hey, and they loving. They was like, they said, Jason, you didn't get your phone took. I was like, nah, I'm vibing now. So you know, when I'm in my vibe, I'm turned. When I get turned, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just turned, you know what I mean?
Just full of power. So much energy all at once.
So I'm outside right now. My mom, she can see me in the Ring camera. She's yelling to me, what are you doing? This is why I can't leave you at home. Alone. Keyword, I was alone. So, you know, I get on the phone, right? I'm still doing the same thing. And it was kind of fun. Until she came back in the house, yelled at me, and killed my party.
Kill your partner.
Quite upsetting, but dang. I do believe we do have a sound of Jason landing shots in the rim. Never mind. That's not what I thought that sound was.
Oh my god.
I believe
you're struggling, man.
Okay, listen. I am a professional.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Which means I do professional things.
That was definitely professional.
Okay. Professionals can, I'm human. Human beings can be professionals, but human beings can also make mistakes. Like, for starters, this morning, I got out of my bed, I'd say 10 minutes later than I needed to. Well, 10 yeah. minutes later than I should have, and I was struggling to keep my stuff together. Grabbing it all, putting it all together, so that I can get myself out to my car and start driving.
So you was all discombobulated?
I was a little sleepy, but I'm better now. I'm awake, as you guys need to be. Are you awake?
Not really.
Ready what?
No.
Tell me. Look at me dead in the eyes and tell me, are you awake?
No, because I accidentally overslept this morning.
How much of an oversleep? Because you told...
An hour?
Yeah, I slept over an hour.
Okay, hold on.
But I got to school on time.
Correct. You did make it here on time. But if I remember correctly, Brody, a couple days ago, you told me a special story about how long you last... the longest sleep you ever had.
Oh, yeah. I think I slept 17 hours in one day.
That is a whole day.
That's not healthy.
No, it was not. I think I worked like 4 or 5 shifts in a row until like 11 o'clock at night. And then I'd fall asleep around like 5. This was during the summer. So it wasn't like a school.
Mm-hmm. Them summer stay-ups.
So it's like,
summer stay-ups are fun, man.
It's like,
they're fun.
I go to work. I would go to work at like 4. And then I get home. And then I get home and I'm like, I can't even sleep. Like, I'm so like hyper aware because I work in a pizza shop, so it's always like, it's always busy.
Everything's moving.
I gotta be like hyper aware, and so I get home and I'm still hyper aware. I'm like, I gotta decompress somehow. So I'm up to like 5 trying to just decompress, and I fall asleep, and I wake up around like 4 the next day.
Actually, not that bad. Cause
and then on my off days, one day I fell asleep. I think at 2, and then I woke up. 2 p.m. and I think I woke up around, I don't even know. What's 17 hours after that?
17 hours. Well, let's do a little
PM.
Math. 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 10 hours. You're at midnight. Now you need 7 more. You end up waking up at 7 in the morning.
Whoa. What math did you just do?
So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, he said he went to bed at 2 p.m.
That's 10 hours. And then you have 7 hours after that.
Yeah. Oh. And you said you fell asleep at 2 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. Then you woke up at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he went to sleep at 2 a.m.
No, 2 p.m. I fell asleep at 2 p.m.
Yeah. That's a long sleep, man. I'm not even sure that. How do you feel after that? Like,
rested.
Rested?
Alive.
Are you sure?
Over 12 hours?
Because usually whenever I personally sleep for over 10 hours, 10 hours is like maximum amount of sleep I get before I start to feel weird. I feel exhausted for some reason. I feel drained because everything that I did was put into my sleep. Half my day gone. So, how do you feel so well rested?
They're a little psychic in Studio B.
Absolutely. Working.
Crazy.
They're doing.
How do you feel?
Doing the work in there.
10 plus hours, Jason.
Well, speaking on this, it's over the summer. I slept for 13 hours. Not like, it's like
a guy.
And it's like 2020. I slept for 13 hours. I'll go to bed at 11 a.m., right? Then wake up at midnight.
So you were nocturnal, essentially.
Yes, like it was actually so bad.
This man was nocturnal. This man was an owl.
Like
an owl.
He did not sleep. He did not sleep during the night. When the sun was up, he was asleep. When the moon was up, he was awake.
I feel that. For a while, I was a night owl too.
I'm just saying, he's nocturnal. There's night owls and then there's nocturnal. Jason was nocturnal.
Yes, I did it for a week straight.
Like, that's crazy.
Nah, at that point, you're just a vampire. Let me guess, you keep your blinds closed all the time? Sleep in a coffin? Wake up every morning with your arms crossed? Rising up?
Sometimes I sleep with my blinds open.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too. Make sure the sun wakes me up in case my alarms don't go off.
I have to set my alarm. That's what happened to me.
Those are the worst things that happen, is when your alarms just don't go off.
Speaking on sleeping, where's the weirdest place you ever slept?
Strangest place I'd ever slept?
Hey, it better be in one of these rooms, because I know one of these rooms was weird last year.
Well, I actually didn't sleep.
Here?
Here, no.
I know a lot of people did, though.
He's only saying that because Mr. Easter can hear him.
Exactly. Listen, you're not supposed to sleep in the studio. You're supposed to be working hard.
I'm always working. I've never slept.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be hardly working. You're supposed to be working hard. But I don't have a weirdest place that I ever slept. Most places I've ever fallen asleep was a couch or chair in the car.
Slept in a bathroom.
Okay, hold on. What'd you say?
I slept in a bathroom.
In a bathroom. Like, were you on the toilet or were you just on the floor?
I was on the toilet.
You were on the toilet.
That's not that bad.
I mean, yeah.
I accidentally fell asleep, and I woke up 15 minutes later. I was like, ow, my back.
Back would be hurting.
But I know you're thinking, like, that's normal. No. The sequence wasn't normal, though.
Okay. Explain the sequence real quick, because we've got 5 minutes left.
All right, perfect. Great little story to end off the rails. So basically, I was at my friend's house, right? And he invited a couple girls over. And it was like 3, 4 in the morning. So his dad wakes up, right? Talking about, he knocks on the door. Boom, 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 boom. Ben, where are they at? So now Ben, my friend, he's stalling, right? He's like, what are you talking about? Now, he's telling him to go to the closet and go out the window. But remember, we're on the second floor and it's pouring down raining, right? So he's like, oh man, so I'm already on the floor and it's me and my two other friends. The dude, one of my friends, he's telling him he's trying to open up the window, right? And my other friend, he's in a chair. Remember, I'm on the floor. I'm already improvising. I'm on the floor with a blanket and a pillow. Man, I'm finna fake sleep because make sure this has got nothing to do with me, right? So I saw that. That's smart. So then his dad ends up finding the females, right? The girls. So my mans has to end up dropping them off at their house, right?
Tell the parents. You have to tell the parents?
Yeah. No. No, none of my parents know about this. Like, you're the only, like, really people on air. Oh.
Ignore it. Ignore that.
Oh, okay. What was that? So then, after all that, basically, we end up having to sleep in a car because we got kicked out of my friend's house. And we woke up to a dead car battery. I was sweating. My friends had to push down the seat. They slept in the trunk. Like, pyramid. It was bad.
Like, you were sleeping in the car with a dead car battery.
With a dead car battery.
That must have been cold with the rain coming down.
I feel like I've been hot.
Yeah, it was. I woke up sweating.
He was sweaty when he woke up.
In the middle of the sun. I'm talking about sun was beaming on my head.
Oh,
I woke up like I was playing a basketball game. I was sweating.
You were drenched in sweat.
Don't ever do that again, though. Please.
Sweating.
Don't ever do that again.
Well, that's just...
That's a great way to end the episode,
that's magnificent. I have to say, that is something I'd never expected to hear. But that's something we got to expect with Off the Rails, is something you don't expect to hear from everyone. Something you don't expect to hear at all. But that's what we are here for. That's what we are here to do. So, I think this was a good episode. A good way to start the beginning of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So, to move on and move forward, it's about time we ended. This is Working by Tate McRae Khaled. Thank you all for listening in for Off the Rails.
Peace out.
Episode 1.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
It was amazing having you two on the show. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Brady.
Let's go. Let's get it. Super excited.
Goodbye.